All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up bottom of page Tuf Yud Aleph. This is actually a very beautiful piece. Sechem Yushav Chazak V'Sakif. So the Mechaber writes as follows. He says, V'hinei harbe anoshim mislonenim sha'af acharei sheshomim shiurim v'lomdim. Listen, this is actually very interesting. He says, you know, a lot of people complain. And they say that even though they listen to shiurim and they learn, and even though they daven a lot, this is such a profound piece. There are people out there who say, you know what, I don't understand. I've been learning the sefer, I'm following the steps, and yet I can't change the things about myself that I want to change. I can't change about myself that I want to change. Right? So meaning, again, he's talking about following up on what we learned last time, the idea about the emunah. Excuse me, the idea about taking things from our mind to our hearts in an effort to go ahead and change things around. So the Mechaber says, people say, I've done everything you've told me to do. I've gone through the motions that you've told me to do. I've davened, I've learned all these different things, and yet I'm not changing. I'm still struggling with the same negative traits, and I haven't been able to change. Ludugma, he says, for example, Echot Hislonim, somebody complained, Sheshama Disk Alakas. You see already, we're getting a little bit dated. Right? He heard a disk, Chasama, not a cassette, a CD, but still, it's still a shtickle dated. He says, I heard a disk about Kas. Lokach es hadvarim lechumas libo. He went ahead and he took the items to heart, right? He went ahead and he took it to heart. Ukvar harbi zman hu mispalo latzeis miakas. And he's been davening to stop getting angry for so long. Ava mishuma hatfilos in hashpa'asa nikeres klal. But yet, for whatever reason, it's not having the desired effect. Ukichoshu mispalo mischani lo lichos, pechozos hu kois kolazman. And even though he's davening, and obviously, again, he's trying to change, he still struggles with his temper all of the time. He's always getting angry. So he said to the Mechaber, Mala Asot. So what more can I do than to learn, to daven, to try to change, and yet despite all of that, still struggling with all of these issues. Mala Asot. Page Tuf Yud Beis. Ma Bemes Koykam. So let's analyze this, we'll say, for just a little bit. What exactly is happening here? Ma ba'aya? What's the problem? Ma chosro lebena adam shevigal ze inu mishtane afshu mispalos. We'll say. By the way, this I think is such a profound question because we often struggle with this. I know. Here's the good news. I know what I have to change. I know what I have to do. And yet, for whatever reason, and I even think that I'm doing it. I even think that I'm actually going through the motions that I'm supposed to be going through. And not just going through the motions. Mamish doing what my particular avodah is. And yet, for some reason, change is not occurring. So what's the pshat? So what is it? Where is the disconnect? So I'll say, this is amazing. Hatshuva l'sheila zos, page Tuf Yud Beis, third line from the top. Hatshuva l'sheila zos, munachas b'sicha sham Rabbi Nachman ben Breslov. So the truth is, the answer to this question can be found in a sicha, could be found in a talk delivered by Rabbi Nachman. What did the Rebbe say? Masha'olam rechokim me'Hashem yisbarach. So he says, that which sometimes the world, people are far from Hashem, ve'inu miskar v'me'lav yisbarach, and despite the fact that they want to come close, for some reason are unable to come close, hurak machmas she'in lahem yishuv adas. But say, this is amazing. It's because they don't have Yishav Adas. And we're going to define what this means in just a moment. Ve'inon miyashvin atzman. And they do not settle themselves. Now we're going to see what this term means. And Rabbi Nachman actually uses it in a little bit of a different kind of context, or a little bit of a different way. When we speak about Yishav Adas, we usually mean like an inner tranquility, right? An inner peace, right? Yishav Adas, right? Yishuv means like settled. Das means one's understanding or intellect. So Yishuv Adas, it's a serenity, a peacefulness, an inner tranquility. Va'ikar, so what Rabbi Nachman seems to be saying is, the reason we don't really get traction in life and accomplish the things we want to accomplish is because often we lack Yishuv Hadas. Okay. Ve'inon miyashvin atzman. and we don't go ahead and settle ourselves. Now again, we'll define what that means. Va'ikr l'shtadl yashev atzmo heitiv. Person should try to settle himself in the right way. Ma tachlis mikol ha'tayvus u'mikol ha'inyane ha'olam hazeh. So a person has to ask himself, what is the purpose of all of the desires I have and of all of the material things in this world? Hein tayvus ha'nechnosos l'guf. Whether it's desires that enter into the body or desires outside of the body, and as a result, the person will definitely return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does this mean? So the Mechaber writes, here's the understanding, that what seems to be lacking for most people in their Avodas Hashem is Yishuv Hadas. Therefore, says Rabbi Nachman, understand Mechaber's interpretation of Rabbi Nachman, that if there's one piece that's missing ultimately again from my Avodas Hashem, which prevents me from gaining real traction, it's this Yishev Hadas. So listen to this. Eich tzarech liyos Yishev Hadas she'adamosa. Keitza yavo li Yishev Hadas kazeh. Sha'az bevada yoshuv al Hashem. Kilshon Rabbi Nachman. So listen to this. So understand, we don't yet have an operating definition for what this Yishev Hadas is. So is Rabbi Nachman saying that what's missing for me in life is inner tranquility, inner peace? Maybe. But let's just look at the last paragraph, then we're going to bring this all together. Alkin. Tzrichin lehisgaber liros liyached lo penai, liyashev atzmo al kol ma'asov. Rabbi Nachman says as follows. What does it mean to have Yishev Hadas? A person has to go ahead, liskaber, has to be strong, liros liyachid lo pinai, leishev atzmo heitiva kol ma'asav, asheru osa ba'olam, kachu ro'i lo levalos yoma b'masav yirbosai. The Rebbe says something amazing. The Rebbe says, what Yishev Hadas means is not simply inner peace, like sit on a beach, you know, gather your thoughts, and everything is wonderful. Now, that might be helpful. That's definitely helpful. He says, it's not bad at all. He says that the idea is that a person has an understanding as to why they're doing the things that they're doing in this world. Look at his Lashon over here. He says, Liyachi lopnai, person has to set aside time. Liyashiv atzmo heitiv akol ma'asov. So we'll say, he understands Yishev Hadas means to have a clarity of purpose, to have a clarity of understanding as to why I do the things in my life that I do. And because often I will say a person does not settle himself, Ein hadas hamiyushav ma'arich zman etzlo. V'tekif u'miyad cholev v'over hadas mimenu. We'll say, do you know what the Rebbe is saying? The Rebbe is saying over here that what Yishev Hadas means is that I take the time to take a step back and to understand why I do the things that I'm doing. Now, what does that mean? So that means two things. Number one, to understand, achesh b'na nefesh. Why do I do the things that I do? But I will say, the goal of that self-understanding is to be able to create almost like a resolute vision. Really what Yishev Hadas says the Rebbe is a fundamental question I ask myself, where do I want to be in life? Where do I want to go in life? Then I have to ask that question, answer that question. Then the next step after that is what? I have to ask myself, what am I doing in life? And then I have to ask one follow-up question, which is what I'm doing in life actually getting me closer to where I want to be or not? So Yishev Hadas, says the Rebbe, is this multi-pronged process. Step one, where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? Step two, what am I actively doing in my life? And step three, are the things that I'm doing in my life getting me closer to where I want to be? Those three steps, says Rabbi Nachman, ultimately, again, is the process that we call Yishev Hadas. Inner tranquility, so it's amazing. you know, this doesn't sound tranquil, right? This actually sounds like very stirring. I will say, but at least the tranquility. Why does it lead to tranquility? Because the greatest tranquility in life is the knowledge that you're living a purposeful existence. Is the knowledge that I'm doing something meaningful. Is the knowledge that I'm not just taking up universal space, but ultimately, again, I'm trying to accomplish something great. He goes on. Let's finish the paragraph. He says, "V'gam also ina as you show right. V'tekev miat cholif for of." I'm sorry. V'afilu miyish lo pamim is umachmas she'ina adam yashiv atzmo ve'in lo das. Let's just finish this paragraph. And because often a person doesn't have this yishav adas, afilu miyish lo pamim is yishav adas. Person often doesn't experience prolonged periods of Yishav Hadas. V'tekef u'miyad cholif v'oved hadas mimenu. V'gam osam at hadas yeshlo. Einu chazek v'tokif etzlo. Machmas ze ein mevinim shtus ha'olam hazeh. Avalim hayo la'adam seichel miyushav v'chazak v'tokif hayimevin shakol shtus fel. So we'll stop over here for today. But what the Rebbe is picking up, and we're going to expound on this piece tomorrow. I'll say this is Yishav Hadas Kohen Rabbi Nachman. This Yishav Hadas is this. It's actually really four steps. Step number one is a question of where do I want to be? Where do I want to be? Who do I want to be? What do I want to accomplish in life? Question number two, let me look at how I'm living my life. Are the things that I'm doing now getting me close to that process or not? And then question number three, I should say, excuse me, question number two is what am I doing in my life? How am I living? Question number three is then are the things that I'm actively doing in life bringing me closer to the person I want to be and the life I want to lead? And I'm both saying, then question number four, which is what we'll discuss tomorrow, or I should say part four, is becoming resolute, ultimately, again, in becoming the person I ultimately want to be. Becoming resolute, because we'll say sometimes we have goals in life, we have aspirations in life, but we're not really resolute on their accomplishment. We say we're resolute, but we're not really resolute. Step number four, ultimately, again, is creating that resolution to cross those finish lines. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with the rest of Rabbi Nachman. Shabbat Shalom tomorrow.